Hi, this is Barbara Roberts, and this is the second of the series called What is Your Thinking Style? How are you on the job? How are you with people? This will show in your facial feature, which is the forehead, which has to do with the hairline in the forehead, and what is the shape of yours. So we're looking now at face reading, which is an ancient Chinese science, 2,000 years old, and it looks at different facial features and their psychological meaning. I'm Barbara Roberts. I've been featured on 75 TV shows, Tyra Banks, NBC, and have 500,000 views on YouTube of my TV shows. So your thinking style will show in your forehead line. So I'm going to go over now different forehead shapes, that's the hairline, and tell you what those would mean for you and the people you know. You're looking at your boss across the business meeting. What does he really want from you? You're looking at your coworker. What is her best style of working? And definitely if you're in management, you'll want to know how to get the optimum out of the people who work with you and how to keep them happy on the job and their projects. So the first thinking style that we're using is a tall, wide forehead. And this is found in strategists, people who do planning. The forehead structure, when it's very wide and tall, is someone who thinks in big terms. They like to plan. They're very good at the overview of a project. Martin Luther King had a tall, wide forehead. Also, Gandhi, several political leaders, Norman Schwarzkopf, very positive for seeing the whole picture. A forehead shape that is square, that's the actual hairline, is somebody who works very long hours, they love projects, and they're always focused. On the other hand, the forehead shape that is very round, we're looking at the hairline, and to see which yours is, you go to the mirror and you pull your hands back so that you're looking at the shape of the hairline exactly. Some people have a round forehead line, and this is someone who is really good with the public. They're excellent at human relationships. They often have long-term friendships, and they love to be around people. So if you're in management and you're looking to assign people to different projects, if it's a client-consumer-related issue, put someone with a rounded hairline on the front to work with the public. If you're applying for a loan at a bank and you have a rounded forehead line, you want to pull your hair back so that people see that you're friendly, you're good-natured, and you love other people. Very positive hairline. Also, a very short forehead line, so that would be the distance between the forehead to the eyebrows. This would be, for example, Prince Harry, and some people in sports often have a very short forehead. This is someone who has great reflexes often, could be very impulsive, and their life goal is to think through or logically understand the ramifications for their actions. They can, on the other hand, be very street smart in business and also intuitive for as a counselor or therapist. Another style of forehead is the widow's peak. And this is someone who has a little bit of V right in the center of their forehead. People with a widow's peak often like a relaxed lifestyle. They like to dress casually and often do not like to be told what to do. They like to get their projects from inside out, where they creatively develop what they want to do, and then they present it. People who have three vertical lines across their forehead, this would be Bill Cosby or even the Dalai Lama, are logical thinkers. And so this person, if they're on your team, will like things to be straightforward and logical. The last feature for the forehead, as an example of a business style, is a line that goes vertically up from the nose. And this, actually the other line was horizontal across the feature. I didn't say that correctly. The three lines that are horizontal lines across will show logical thinking. But the last one is a vertical line going up into the forehead from the nose. And this is usually one line. And this shows somebody who goes in a completely different direction than their family of origin. Could mean they geographically, financially, emotionally, or spiritually go in a different direction than their family. So here are a few that indicate your thinking style, how you will be on the job. And for more information, please see my website, Face Reading, all one word, facegreeting1.com, or you can check out my 500,000 views on YouTube for my 75 TV shows. This is Barbara Roberts. My best book to look up this information or get more about your face and what you will be like on a date, for dating, or also on the job. My book is Face Reading, How to Know Anyone at a Glance. Thanks for tuning in, and please tune in for my next show, which talks about eyes and how you see the world and how people see you. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.